Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We're supposed to get a special guest coming in. She hasn't called in yet, but we'll give her a shot at it. We tell her to call back in, and we'll see. But anyway, the young lady, by the way, is by the name of Pamela Whitehead. She's the executive director for Pro-Life Ministries. She is... Pro-Love Ministries was founded by Abby Johnson. They were supposed to give a call in this evening. They were waiting for them to do that. That's the forbidden door. Let's see if she does call, you know, because this was a 20-minute start, and we were trying to get that in. Time constraints. Don't forget, we switched hours. Also, we're time limited because we're cybercast on iHeart and many other radio stations on Wednesday evenings. Again, my name again is Joe Golden. I am the host. I will bring on my co-host, which is Scarlett. Scarlett, how you doing?
Great. Great day. Great week. Feeling a lot better.
Yeah, same here. I'm not coughing as much, but I still got that cough every so often.
No coughing, no hacking, no blowing. Oh, thank God.
There are a lot of things going on, you know. Right now, there's still there, both of them, you know.
I watched the most interesting segment on Rob Schmidt on Newsmax with this Dr. Lavarsky, and the gentleman used to perform abortions, okay, and 2015, he stopped. But before that, he performed abortions his entire career. And he explained to the audience that he used to take out one body part at a time and stack it on the side on the table to make sure he had each and every body part. This way, the person who is getting the abortion doesn't get sick and die. And the only reason he stopped performing abortions after 20 years was the fact that he had a six-year-old. And the six-year-old had died. She ran out of the yard into the street in front of a car, and a car hit her, and she died instantly.
Wow.
And it was just very devastating to him. He didn't practice or do anything for a while because he said, you can't imagine the loss of losing your child in front of you.
Yeah, I know.
So he went back and he performed an abortion and he just couldn't complete the mission. He couldn't.
Yeah.
He broke down in tears and just said, I can't do this. I can't kill life anymore. And he went to speak in front of Congress. And if you look up online back in 2015, Dr. Lubartsky, you'll see his whole thing on YouTube, him speaking in front of Congress. And he just left me speechless when he said he'd take out one body part at a time and stack it on the side of the table.
Yeah.
And put together this beautiful little baby, making sure all the little baby parts are there. You know, like a doll.
Yeah.
It's insane. And he doesn't do it anymore.
They also used the body parts to sell. Planned Parenthood got caught selling body parts too from abortion.
Yes. He also said that Roe versus Wade, it's going to change this country. And then they started to talk about that they're coming out with an abortion pill that's going to be sold over the counter, so you won't even Planned Parenthood will be out of business. You just take a pill and have an abortion and it's done. The kid will drop out in the toilet.
Still disgusting. Yeah, it was still disgusting.
Plumbers will be making a lot of money.
Yeah, because you'll be stopping the kids. But the thing is, it's still murder one way or the other. Life begins.
I think the state should outlaw abortion. The minute Roe versus Wade has dissented down from the Supreme Court, I believe, and this is in my heart, that the Senate and the House here in the great state of Florida, which I love, should outlaw abortions and outlaw any abortion pill that can't be sold over the counter. And if it is, and people who see it who are pro-life should report it and shut them down because that is considered murder. And they should go to jail. Any establishment, because there is, if you don't want to have the baby, keep the baby, just have the baby and give it up for adoption. There are a lot of loving couples out there that would love to have a beautiful little girl or boy, and they're only girls and boys, there's nothing else, and when they're born, they don't change their minds, they want to be a girl or they want to be a boy, they just want to live life and have fun, and that's what they should be, because when I was little, nobody around me wanted to be a girl or a boy, and I had lots and lots and lots of friends. Everybody knew each other around the blocks, and we'd all get together and have fun. So this is all a bunch of bullshit, okay? It's made up. It's fabricated. It's like, you remember when your parents didn't like the left-handed because they thought it was you were going to have problems in life being left-handed.
Yeah,
so they forced you
to be,
if they were left-handed, they forced you to be right-handed. It's the same shtick. Just a new story. Changing your child, dressing them up. You know, making your little boy faggots, and you're making into little girls little faggots, and making girls into little butches, and that is ridiculous. You know, I loved being a little girl. I loved walking around in my dresses and my Mary Janes and all my frilly stuff. I loved it. You know, and little boys say for you instance, as a little boy, you dressed in your pants and your shirt and your shoes, You went off to school, or you hung out with your friends, you wore your little dungarees and your T-shirts and your sneakers. Okay, did you ever think about wanting to be a girl?
No.
I'm telling you, I never thought about wanting to be a boy, and my parents, the biggest walking liberal Democrats on this planet, okay? But they were different Democrats, okay? My parents believed that you needed to go out to work and earn income. There is nothing free-handed to you, and there's nothing free in life. And you need to make money and spend a little, save a little, and reinvest a little. And you don't live on credit cards. Because eventually it catches up. You're paying the minimum. It's never going to pay off the debt. And if you always want to be in debt, then that's a bad thing to do. You save your money, you can buy things. Then you own it outright. And you work for it. And you earn it. And nothing is handed to you. My parents were Kennedy, Truman, Democrats.
Well, I'm going to tell you that's... Anybody Democrat that supports what's going on right now is crazy.
My mother was pro-abortion. She was a nudnik. Please. They were into some of the things, okay? They saw Social Security was good. I used to argue with them about Social Security all the time. Social Security is a welfare. It's welfare. I don't care. You don't pay enough into it, and people are living longer. Somebody's got to give you the money, so it's welfare. It's not coming out of your own Social Security accounts. Okay?
Nope.
At least admit what it is. Okay? So I used to fight with them all the time about it. Pissed them off.
Yep,
they could never admit it. You know? And they thought Bill Clinton was a great president. I think he was a con job.
Okay. Clinton domestic policies, he moved to the center because he was forced to, and that actually did pretty good by doing that. Foreign policies, he sucks. But he's still
He did short-term loans. That's how he got away with his balanced budget bullshit.
Okay, well, anyway, the point was, is domestically he was fine. Foreign policy, he stunk. If he kept in his pants, staff playing games like that, he would be one of the better Democrats. The last great Democrat was JFK, which would be a Republican, conservative
yes.
Republican.
Yes.
And before that was Truman and so forth. But the thing is, right now, the worst president the United States has ever seen is
Barack insane Obama, because he's the one who's running this country, not Biden.
No,
Biden
technically.
He's just there. He wanted the title. That's all he dreamed about, this being called President Biden.
I want to tell you something. I've been talking to many people in the last few weeks doing various things, and I'm telling you, the number one issue... It's the economy, stupid. It's the inflation. It's things of that nature. And that's where the people are going to. And that's what they're voting for. And that's the most common. We saw a point that people can't get their doctor.
$7.95 cents for gas, and I don't know where, but it is.
In California.
Look what it's costing in Walmart. Walmart used to be the best place to shop for families, but the prices are insane.
No better than Publix and a few other places. Yeah, but the point is that things are getting very, very iffy, and people can't even go to the doctors now because they can't afford to pay the gas to get from the car to go to the doctors.
Okay.
So,
I like to talk about Greg Kelly. I like Greg Kelly. He's on Newsmax, and he's on at 10 o'clock every night, Monday through Friday, and he's a roll. He just makes me laugh. It's a pleasure to sit there and listen to him because he expresses what it is. But the other night he did an expose on Joe Biden falling off his bike, and he showed it in many directions, many angles of Joe Biden falling off his bike. It was so funny. I'm glad he didn't get hurt, Joe Biden, because I certainly don't want Kamala. Oh,
yeah, training wheels. You know,
she would have all the Jews picked up
by the way,
and put in concentration camps here. You okay?
The tax-free gasoline take that Biden is trying to do for three months is dead as a rival. It died in the Senate.
You know, he's using up our reserves. It's down to very little.
Yeah, I know.
He siphoned it. They want to put us in. They just want us to be nowhere, and they're going to do it because they know they're going to lose. So that's when they're going to go into guerrilla warfare and really hurt us. Expect it. It's coming.
Yep.
Prepare, people. Prepare. I don't think he's allowing trucks to come into the great state of Florida to deliver items. That's why our shelves are empty on a lot of items, because he can't stand Governor DeSantis. So,
yeah.
You know, we're going to have the great governor of Florida is going to have boats bringing stuff in for us and circumvent the goof.
Yes. There's what I call a fake poll out there by the Democrats here in Florida that has Charlie Crist up by a point over DeSantis. That is a bogus poll. That is your
really
bogus
poll.
Really,
the man who hugged Obama. You're serious.
Yeah, I would take it seriously.
There is no way. That's a joke, right? That's a joke?
Yeah, I don't know, but a couple of them will think he's
really?
Well,
you think that DeSantis is going to lose?
No, he won't.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
No, he won't. That's wishful thinking by a couple of ultra-left-wing losers. But, you know. Anyway, Trump was 1-for-3 yesterday in the primaries.
The only way Charlie Crist is going to win is if he steals the election.
And he's not going to, because we got people ready set. And just like with Nikki Freed, we tell Nikki Freed, if we catch your people trying to play games, not only will their people be arrested for fraud, but also you will be too, and discredited, or what you call it, disqualified. And she kind of backed off on that when she heard that she will be arrested.
Have the people lost their minds?
Yeah, well, we're telling Charlie Crist the same thing.
Who put that poll out?
I don't know. So it came out of two loony bins that came out. That's on Twitter. But no one else has seen it, so who knows?
CNN?
No.
MSNBC? ABC?
No,
CBS?
No.
Fox?
Probably none else that we know of.
Fox is so full of it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Oh, thank you. I needed a good chuckle. You know?
You know.
Where is Trump going to speak? He's going to speak Friday or Saturday?
Saturday, the 25th.
Okay, where is he speaking? In somewhere near Chicago? I know he's
in that area. In Illinois, yeah.
Okay. What?
You know, so that's what it is.
Okay, well, Governor DeSantis is not going to allow all the 5-year-olds getting those shots. He said, no way. You know way. Did you read about Pfizer and the vaccine that it hurts the men's sperm? What do you think about that?
That I actually knew beforehand.
Is it true?
It's going to be in Mendon.
Murder the sperm?
Ahead of time. It's in Adams County, by the way, that Trump is speaking, in Mendon, Illinois.
Where is that? Do you know?
Adams County, Illinois.
Do you know where that is?
But it's supposed to support Mary Miller, who's running for Congress.
I never heard of her.
At the Adams County Fairgrounds.
Speaking of winners, who won yesterday?
Britt won in Alabama to beat Mo Brooks, and that's a Trump victory right there.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that swamp. Another swamp bites you.
Did you see the debate last night?
I did. I thought it was great. Andrew kicked some real big butt there. You know, and Dad was there, and Curtis Sliwa. Never takes off that hat, does he?
I think Lee Zeldin hurt himself politically last night. He looked like
a
bully.
What was wrong with him? He was like, he just wouldn't back down. He had to constantly speak and interrupt and argue. He's very argumentative.
You know.
But
I'll
Eric Bowling was a great moderator.
Yeah, he was funny at times. But, you know. And the crowd in the back was probably chanting the USA and a couple other things. But, he was out there like a preacher. He did pretty good.
So is Lee Zeldin a rhino or what?
I don't know. I heard he might be. I know he's the front. He is the front runner. That's why all three of them went after him. But
Andrew Giuliani stayed off the attack path.
For the most part. Andrew Giuliani, I think in the latest polling data, has him in the lead while closing in.
Next Tuesday, they're going after the shit governor there because she needs to go. She's off the
And she's being primary, too, but I don't think she's going to lose the primary.
And then they can take out Eric Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that little dust mutt. And put Curtis Sliwa in as the mayor.
Yeah, we should do that. They also need to get rid of
people in the boroughs made a big mistake.
There is district attorneys that they're going to get rid of.
Yeah.
One is in the Manhattan, New York district attorney, and the Brooklyn, Keys County, Brooklyn district attorney.
And they need to get rid of the state attorneys.
Yes.
And the attorney general. And all of them need to go.
Yeah.
They're just bad. And they walk into the oven all the time. Why?
Oh.
I vote party no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm not about the person. I don't care about any of them. As long as they're a Democrat. It doesn't make a difference. And then I'll get all my freebies.
You know, I talked to a few people out in New York today with Halt International and with Prison Ministries. And they both are more into the Christian idea. And they say, well, they like the programs that we're doing with that, except they are not pro-Christian. So, you know, so they refuse to help out or be part of or volunteer, whatever. And that's kind of sad because of belief. I think it's more because of atheism or anti-God than to anti-helping these people.
What was that percentage they came out with? 70%, 80%?
80% don't recognize God in this country, at least
in one
part. And
that's sad, because
That's why we have so much crime. We don't have God
anymore. And they're excited about it. They like being shot and ripped off. They do. It excites them. You know, that's why they voted for Eric Adams. Oh, come shoot me. Come rip me off. Oh, yes. I want it. But on the best note is, in Israel, Bibi. Bibi's coming back.
They are dissolving the government in Israel again. It's like the fifth time in a number of years. And Bibi is expected to come back. So.
Need a cough drop. See, I said something, and now I need a cough drop.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be playing. I'm going to play.
Wasn't coughing all day.
Yeah.
Wasn't coughing all day. Wasn't my throat wasn't hurting. Now it's hurting.
You know, we're going to play Pinky of the Brain dedicated to the Democrat Communist Party. How's that?
Oh, I'm all for it. Definitely do it.
All right. I'll tell you, the New York Post had an article written by how liberal policies have killed black communities, and it's by Clarence Thomas. It's in today's New York Post. So,
you watched that movie, Systematic Deception?
Yeah.
Wake it up.
Yeah.
So
I'm telling you, it's really, really, really interesting. But the black community's waking up. So is the Hispanic community. The Latinos, they're all going, look what happened in Texas.
Is that why they did June 10th on Monday just for a vote?
Yeah, Juneteenth. But it backfired on you. More people died.
Is that why they did it for a vote?
Yeah, and the riots of people that were being killed and everything in Chicago, in Baltimore. And D.C., the riots and all those stuff that they did.
They were out everywhere. Just
yeah. In San Francisco. By the way, it's official. Elon Musk has bought Twitter. They should start trading. They've agreed to the deal.
Really? Is he going to shut down all the what is he going to do? He's going to shut down all the stalkers and the huffers?
No. And the ultra left who hate blacks, the Democrats who hate the black community, and they are hating the black community, and they're
good people. They're people. They're human beings. They're good people.
And they hate, like I said, Clarence Thomas has lost a role about the Democrats hurting, and the left hurting the black community. So Occupy Democracy, which is Occupy Democrats.
Oh, now it's no Occupy Democracy?
Occupy Democrats. And they have a little thing called the Hundreds of America's Top Judges Demand that U.S. Supreme Court justice be bound by a strict code of ethics response to Judges Thomas refuses to exclude himself from January 6th cases that implicate his wife.
Why?
First of all, January 6th had nothing to do with Justice Thomas. January 6th was a left-wing riot.
They want him gone. Because they control Roberts, and they can't control him. And he's
right.
The next in line. Fuck that.
It's
not going to happen. So they go after. Did you see what they did to Amy Coney Barrett? Although I don't like her that much. Sorry. I don't like all of them. And why haven't they arrested Sotomayor?
That's the process is all I know.
Has Hillary turned herself in yet?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did? She's in jail?
No, she's not in jail. They released her on bond, but she turned herself in.
Why is she released on bond? Why is she not in jail?
Because that's a serious crime.
It's a traitor. She's a traitor.
Doesn't matter. That's what they did.
Then our judicial system's a failure. That's why all the scum aren't in the institutions and not in jail.
That's right.
That's right. So, screw it.
Right.
What?
So, that's crazy stuff.
It is.
Okay, great news.
What?
Public, so basically Public's going along with the majority of ice. Well, Publix announced that the grocery chain giant Publix says they will not, and I repeat that, will not be offering COVID vaccines to children under 5. Thank you, Publix.
Oh, my God, should I fall off here? Really?
They already told the Democrats to go scratch.
Well, they already got in trouble once with them, and it was pretty devastating to them. It hurt them. Yay! Good for them. Is there another debate coming?
Is there going to be a debate with
Charlie Crist and Nikki Fried?
I don't know. I know Mark Levin's got a few debates coming up.
Yes. On the 4th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 15th. And he's only doing two of them.
Yeah.
We'll find out about that. Are there going to be any debates down here on any of the one of anything?
I'm not sure.
Is Debbie going to debate that where she's being primaried?
I don't know on that.
That would be interesting if the Ted Deutch people, there are a lot of people running in that district. Holy crap. They should have a debate.
Yep.
There are a lot of Republicans and Democrats running on both sides. And there are WRIs and MPAs. Everybody's being primaried.
This is good. Get a whole new set of blood.
In most of the districts. I think there are only two that aren't. But everybody else is big. It's primary season.
One of the things we should know is that we are ultra mega. We will fight for the Constitution, and we will fight to make America great again. And we won't back down. I'm gonna play that song.
We won't.
Stay.
Chairman, Florida Governor DeSantis is expected to sign a bill to grant places of worship the right to keep doors open during a state of emergency. So that's part of the that's expected to be done. And
temples and churches will be allowed to be open?
Yeah. You know, first California and other states by the left closed the churches and worship because of...
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
But COVID's over.
Yeah, I know. But we still got COVID.
They live in dreamland. It's over. It's over. It's over. They just like playing it because they're trying to shut down the elections.
I know.
Or they could do the crap they did in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, change the laws and use COVID to do that and do mail-out ballots and then do drop boxes and then steal it.
Mm-hmm. That ain't going to happen.
Well. Oh, no, because
why
you some, have the Disney tax force all across this country that will arrest them.
Yeah. One thing I'm glad that we didn't have to guest today because my cough is still there, and after talking for over 8 hours, 10 to now, I'm not really doing that great. No, that's the
point. You know me.
So that's two reasons. One, I'm glad she's not there, and two, that's one of the reasons why we're playing the songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What other
music
we got?
Eye of the Tiger. Get Together.
I like
it. Are you Tiger?
Go there. Yeah.
Okay, I was eyeing the tiger. We're going to go through a couple of things right now, like rapid fire, because we have like 17 minutes left of the show. First of all, the Truth Is Out There radio show, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, have officially endorsed Andrew Giuliani for governor in New York State over Lee Zeldin, especially after Lee Zeldin's performance last night at the debate. We will not support a bully. And I don't think that was the proper demeanor for somebody that's supposed to run New York. And we don't trust
him. He was erratic. I don't know. They pushed his buttons. He lost it.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the heat.
Composure.
And he couldn't handle the heat. Andrew Giuliani is a Trumper all the way through.
He's also America First.
And he is the son.
And you heard him.
And he's the son of Rudy Giuliani.
That's right.
The American mayor. So it works out pretty good. And he had support of Curtis Sliwa, too, a friend.
Yeah, one of those clowns insulted Rudy.
Yeah, well, that's because of yourselves, that's it. You know, and he's pro-life. The other thing is, either tomorrow...
He just had a baby.
Yeah.
A little girl.
Either tomorrow... or a week from tomorrow, we'll know about Roe v. Wade. It's either going to be at 10 o'clock tomorrow or 10 o'clock on the 30th. Those are the only 2 days left where they release verdicts or decisions.
So what are they going to do, come out with their machetes and chop everybody's head off?
Yeah. So it's going to be one of the two. It's also... a New York gun case that's in there. So that the gun case that's in New York will eliminate what's going on in the Senate anyway. Because it should reaffirm the Second Amendment. Now, we do have a red flag law in the state of Florida. Not too happy about it, but watching all the stuff, watching the judicial system, the way it is, and how bad it is down here in South Florida, it is a good idea because we cannot allow people that has a history of violence, that has a mental health problem, that is aggressive, vindictive, or any of that type of thing to allow to get a weapon of any kind. And the red flag law in the state of Florida prevents that. Once you declare...
Does that circumvent the promise program?
Yes. Once you declare mentally incompetent by the court, it goes onto a computer system, and by doing that, eliminate it. So when you do a background check for a weapon and every gun that's purchased...
So when you vote, voting, they do a background check on you when you're voting now, right?
Yeah, they have to because it'll do a lot.
So when you give them your ID and they slide it through the machine,
it
will come
up? It will come up if you're legal or illegal or if you got a mental health problem. And if you declare mentally competent,
how about if you get it mailed to you?
Same thing. They will not mail it to you unless you got an okay from the election and that you're not declared mentally competent by the court. It's computerized. So when you come in there and they see it, that it is, it gets disqualified. You may vote, but it won't be counted.
Okay.
Right? Because that's how it works. Because
well, it shouldn't go out to begin with.
It shouldn't, and most of them won't. But you never know because you may have people lying to individuals and they not check the computer system, the database.
It should automatically come up in the system when it's computerized.
Yes, it should, but sometimes it don't, and that's why we have people at each supervised elections on election day to verify the signatures and to verify the conditions of the ballot. And that includes mental health.
Okay.
All right, and we've done
that. So Nicholas Cruz cannot vote?
No.
Okay.
Nicholas Cruz cannot vote. In fact, he's found, okay. he pleaded guilty. He wasn't even found guilty. He pleaded guilty. Now we're waiting for sentencing that could take, who knows, because the judges and the courts and the way the system is in Broward County is so screwed up that it's all, you know, the whole thing and the whole nine yards. It's all there. You have, literally have fights.
They should move all the cases to another venue and fire all the judges.
And the clerks, and all the POs, and clean house,
and put in new people.
Yeah, most of the judges in the last 2 weeks are fired.
Who follow the law people.
Yeah, you know, that's what's happening. We got cleaned out. You know, one thing is Broward County and the judicial system, around the system, Broward County, around the country, it is corrupt. It needs to be cleaned out.
It is. Look, Sussman didn't even go to jail.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No, but they made sure Bill Cosby got his shtick, didn't they?
Yeah, and then he found not guilty later on. Some people recanted. He got sued. He lost his lawsuit, but he could overturn that.
I don't know how he lost civilly. I don't know how they have evidence.
I don't know.
It's fabricated. You know who did the evidence? Liz Cheney.
Yeah, well, Liz Cheney.
More fabricated evidence is going to come out in this J6 crap.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I don't know what they're doing.
Greg Kelly's right. This is all about getting Trump. You know, they don't want him to be to run again for president.
He's going to be president come January. Get it through your thick heads. We're taking the House back. We're taking the Senate. They're going to get rid of Dink, Donk, and Donk. They're all going. They're going to jail, okay? They're going to jail. Hear me. All of the corrupted traitors are going to jail. They're going to hold a tribunal, and they're going to find them guilty, and they're going to put a noose around their neck, and they're going to hang them.
Patrice and apparently federally, state in any other way, Patrice is death, usually hanging or firing squad.
That's right. And we don't have to go through all this court shit. You can do a tribunal. You have
it's like a grand jury.
You bring them in, you do your shtick, you put the witnesses on the stand. That's it. Bada boom, bada bing, and they make the decision. Whoever's there, and that's it. Guilty as charged of all the counts. Then they walk them outside. They walk them wherever they gotta go. Put a noose around their head and pull the lever. Bada bing.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And then cart them off to their family. Here, take them. I'm cruel. I'm cruel. What they did to Donald J. Trump was cruel. What they did to us is cruel. What they're doing to us now is cruel. They're not. They're hurting us on purpose.
Yeah, we know that.
Never, because we're MAGA. Because we're about this country, and they can never change us. Ever. Ever. We are patriots. They're never, ever, ever going to adjust that. And they are going to lose it. And they are going to lose. And they know it. So they're just holding they're punishing us in any way, shape, or form, and they're hurting us. Because they're two-year-olds in the head.
Yeah.
Having tantrums. They're goopy. All of them. And they're fabricating, evidence for J6.
Red flag laws that the Senate was trying to get through, if you read it, and none of it would have stopped any of it. By the way, the police chief, you know, in Texas, he's been suspended indefinitely. This is exact replay of what happened in Stoneman Douglas. This police chief endorsed Beto. He is that type
Did
of person.
Did he really?
Yes. So this is where the garbage is, and that's what's happening there. And when you get a left-wing police chief, and you get a left-wing mentality, and you get a Democrat mentality which hates people, you tend to end up having situations.
They cannot control us.
No.
They'll never control us. Okay?
No.
And Elon Musk needs to get rid of all the critting shit in that.
He's
already
working. He's working.
He needs to wipe
week.
Out and deactivate everyone.
That's what's going
to
be happening.
He needs to clean
weeks.
It out. Clean it out and put it back to the original day that it came on the market.
By the way, if you're into cryptocurrency, back in the day, you lost, there's like $7 trillion that was lost in value.
Well, what is it down to now? 15,000 a coin?
20-something, I think.
It went down like $50,000 already a coin.
Yeah, something
you
like that.
You missed it. The boat's gone, okay? And anyway, it was just like Mike Milliken in the junk bonds. It's not real. It's fake, okay? It's not blue sky.
It's 20, gone. Okay. The Bitcoin is $20,385.37.
It's not blue sky.
ETH, Ethereum, is $1,080. Litecoin
is
$54.
What's going on in Miami? Who's ever doing that in Miami? It's going to flatline.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is
115. It's like a burning.
You
want
to buy? If you're going to, you know, if you really, people are buying the Litecoin at 54. That's up by almost 5%. It's $54.
They're not real. It's fake. It's not real. It's not real. I wouldn't even engage in it. I wouldn't engage. Did you read something about California Disney employees are being moved to somewhere in Orlando? Did you read anything about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're moving people.
So,
I think Disney California is bankrupt.
I think the
park is gone. They're moving like 2,000 employees. But the one here in Orlando isn't doing anything, okay? They're losing everything. The businesses are in trouble there. The hotels and the merchandising and the restaurants and the whole thing. You know who's making out big? Universal's making out.
Yeah. Anyway, we're down to
anyway,
under 5 minutes.
This is Scarlett. I'm happy. I'm sort of better until I opened my mouth about coughing. And I started again. And I want everybody to have a great week. And God bless America, and God bless everyone, and happy about all the people that won last night, and let's go get them, Patriots. Let's go win. Let's go to January, and let's pull them out by their hairs. Let's impeach them and put back Trump.
Hopefully on Sunday, when we're back on at 7 o'clock, we'll be able to talk about coffee.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night. Now, I want to thank everybody for listening to us, day in and day night. We here tell the truth is out there, radio show and the podcast. We dare to tell the truth. We get the information out and let you decide. We are going to be expanding things over the next few weeks and months, and just stay tuned and listen. God bless you all. We got to make America great. Remember the polls when you pay, you go to the grocery store, you go to the pump. Remember, Biden did that. Get rid of the Democrats and things will be a lot better for you. And let's see what happens tomorrow on Thursday of next week on Roe v. Wade and see where that goes. And there's also a New York gun case. So those two are coming down. So, and religious freedom came down and we got religious freedom. You could go to use the voucher system anywhere in the country, and they can't stop it to get your child to the best school. And that's the Supreme Court, that's the constitutional to use your vouchers for all schools. So you got religious freedom there. God bless you all. Have a great evening, and see you on Sunday.
I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.